Yes, today is the 23rd of October, and Mark has requested that we do a study and discussion on the Pharisees, and he wants to have a dialogue about that. I think that's something that we probably will want to go ahead and put on sermon audio, because I think it's we're not going to be talking about the Sadducees today. We are going to be primarily focusing on the Pharisees. Who were the Pharisees? We know there are numerous passages in the Bible that show us that Christ is upbraiding them. In other words, he is chiding them for their doctrine, their false doctrine, their false teachings, and so on. And the Pharisees were, you know, various times a political party. They were a social movement. And, you know, they had a specific school of thought during the time of the Second Temple in Judaism. And, of course, after the destruction of the Second Temple in 70, Pharisee at least became the foundational liturgical and ritualistic basis of rabbinic Judaism. They passed down these oral traditions from one generation to the other. And now, today, full circle, the Pharisees, you know, they really subscribe to the Kabbalah and to the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud. Do you have any questions about the Pharisees?
Were they a serious people or are they a sad people?
Well, they believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees did not. That's why they were sad, you see.
The Pharisees, they were kind of emotional, were they?
Yeah, there was a lot of conflicts that took place between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, there was different, of course, interpretations of how the Torah should be applied to Jewish life and so on. The Sadducees recognized only the written Torah with the Greek philosophy and rejecting doctrines such as the oral Torah, the prophets and the writing and the resurrection of the dead. Well, we know that the Pharisees were into oral tradition. So,
you don't know if they were serious people.
Well, I think they were probably kind of, went around very pious acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, and look, he persecuted. Yeah. You know, all these Christians.
Yeah.
And now Josephus, who lived between 37 and 100 A.D., he believed by many historians that he was a Pharisee. But again, I don't know, but Josephus claimed that Pharisees received the full support and the goodwill of the common people. Okay. And,
this is the first time we've ever done discussion on the Sadducees or Pharisees today.
Yes. And the Pharisees, were also called common people. Josephus' writing suggests that most Jews were just Jewish people, which distinguished them from many liturgical groups. Of course, the Pharisees also were in conflict with John the Baptist. Remember when John the Baptist said, he upbraided them and called them out too, didn't he? And so the relationship between early Christianity and the Pharisees was somewhat hostile. And The first mention of the Pharisees and their beliefs come in the four Gospels and the book of Acts.
How do you spell Pharisees? P-H-A-R-I-S-E-S.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, they claimed to be meticulous in their interpretation of the Torah, mm-hmm. the Torah being the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, otherwise known as the Pentateuch. They also there was different sects of the Pharisee. There were four different sects of the Pharisee. The other schools were the Essenes. And then, of course, the Sadducees were there. And other sects emerged at the time, such as, you know, we see different sects emerging. But Christ's argument with the Pharisees is that they were trying to put all these laws on people, and they had so many laws it was binding and causing bondage for the people. And, you know, if you look at some of the passages that Christ is coming against the Pharisees, he's not very easy on them, is he?
No.
You know. You know, a lot of the Pharisees gathered around the synagogue and temple services. They could meet at the synagogue for morning, afternoon, and evening prayers on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbats, you know. And they'd have their Torah readings. And the priests controlled the rituals of the temple. The scribes and the sages, later called rabbis, dominated the study of the Torah. And it was these people that maintained these oral traditions. They believed that they originated at Mount Sinai. But they didn't originate at Mount Sinai. A lot of them were pagan. That's why the Talmud is called the Babylonian Talmud. It originated from Babylon. So the Pharisees were also kind of aloof, and they were kind of separatist. Kind of like you said, they kind of came across with an air. They thought they were better than everybody else and stuff. And they emerged out of a group of scribes and sages. They were pretty active from the middle of the 2nd century until the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, you know. And so they were able to get the backing of a lot of the people because of their power and so on over the people. And anyway, there's the question that we have is, is that the Pharisees put oral tradition over everything else, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because Josephus said that the Sadducees believed that people had a total free will, and the Essenes believe that all of the person's life is predestined, while the Pharisees believed that people have a free will, but that God also has foreknowledge of human destiny. That sounds kind of Pelagian, doesn't it? Arminian, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, this big emphasis on the oral tradition. Passed down through history. Oral tradition. And it was not, something that was biblical. It was biblical. It was outside of the Bible. It was something that was in addition to. We're told in the Bible not to add to or take away from the scriptures. And we're told that if we do, we're in grave danger, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to look at some passages, and then I'm going to have you discuss and give me your ideas of what you think these passages, why you think these passages are important to us today. And these, of course, are all taken out of the King James Version of the Bible. And we're going to see today, you've heard the phrase, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, there are Pharisees out there today, just like there was back in the time of Christ. Nothing's changed. Everything is remains the same as far as those that are coming against the revealed Word of God, you know. And okay, Mark, I'm going to have to stop this just for a minute. And so we're going to do some references from the Bible on this subject. Beginning in Hebrews 3:7, we read, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers. He called them vipers. Snakes. That's what vipers are, snakes. O generation of snakes, vipers. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And then in 5:20 we read, I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, the Pharisees were always coming at Jesus Christ, ridiculing him because he was coming against their false teaching, their false doctrine. He was coming against them, and they were threatened by him. Why do you think they were threatened by him?
Because they knew he had the word of life. He had the word of truth.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they knew he was a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They had seen evidence of the miracles that he had performed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he had power, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They saw him cast out devils.
Yeah.
They accused Jesus Christ of casting out devils through the prince of devils,
mm-hmm.
in Matthew 9:34.
Yeah.
They accused Christ of breaking the Sabbath day. Jesus Christ was over the Sabbath day. In Matthew 12:14, it tells us that the Pharisees went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. they actually plotted how they could destroy it.
How they could bring him down.
They asked for Christ for a sign. Show us a sign. Here they'd seen all these miracles. They saw that he healed people and everything else, and they wanted signs. Well, Christ said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. What do you think he meant when he said that?
Lies of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Yeah, the lies or the
false prophets, false doctors.
Yeah, false doctrine. Yeah.
False prophets.
Beware of the leaven. The leaven was teachings that was extra biblical that wasn't found in the Bible.
Lies, craft, and Pharisees, Samuel.
Now.
Yeah. Lying, Satan.
What he really meant was beware of the like you said, the false the false doctrine of the Pharisees.
Also the system.
What's that?
The system they gave back in those days.
Yeah. The system. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see the same thing today, don't we?
Yeah.
And then they started bringing up the law, bringing up divorce, bringing up all these different things. And the main reason was, we find in Matthew 22:15, it says that when the Pharisees, then went the Pharisees into counsel how they might entangle him in his talk.
Mm-hmm.
Here they were speaking to the creator of the universe. And they were plotting to entangle the creator of the universe in his talk. Isn't that something? He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourself, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. You devour widows' houses, and for pretense make a long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, Pharisees, hypocrites, you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. And he goes on and on and on. He talks about the fact that they build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. Okay?
Yeah.
They didn't like the fact that Christ ate with publicans and sinners, did they? They were used to remaining aloof.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were better than everybody else. A lot of Christians today think they're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like the fact that Christ's disciples didn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Oh. Christ told them they ought to be thinking about the inside, not the outside. So the Pharisees were murmuring also against the disciples. Okay. And why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day, and so on? They even were watching Jesus to see if he'd heal on the Sabbath day. Jesus didn't let them stop him, did he?
Uh-huh.
The Lord said unto this one fiercely, make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. He says, you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. And then they wanted to know when the kingdom of God was going to come. Jesus told them the kingdom of God did not come with observation. That probably really blew them away, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. And he came to Jesus by night, you know. And we have that whole account in John 3, how Jesus told Nicodemus, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Well, we all also know that the Pharisees also brought unto him a woman caught in adultery and were going to stone her. Jesus wrote on the ground and said, you know, the one that is without sin cast the first stone, and they all left, didn't they? But a lot of these Pharisees, they said that Jesus could not be a man of God because he didn't keep the Sabbath. Has anyone ever perfectly kept the Sabbath?
No.
No. No one has, except Christ.
Yeah.
They all gathered together, the chief priests. They formed a council and said, what do we do? For this man doeth many miracles.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of people, you know, believed on Christ, but they wouldn't confess him because they didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue. You know, and they continued right on, even after Christ ascended back to heaven. There were some of them that crept back in, and they were trying to say that it was needful for the Gentiles to be circumcised.
Yeah.
Trying to bring them back under the law. And so anyway, the Pharisees were of the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
They were not subscribing to the truth of the gospel. They were preaching another gospel. They were going by their oral traditions, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were not believers in amazing grace. They were believers in the strict obedience to what they said was their law, laws that they'd even made up over time, passed down through tradition of men. Did Jesus come against the traditions of
men?
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did. And so that's really what it was about. The scribes were right there amongst them, so were the Sadducees. They were all coming against Christ, and they eventually crucified him, didn't they?
Yeah.
But it was all under the predetermined counsel of God that he would be crucified and slain to save his people from their sins. Do you have any other thoughts or questions about the Pharisees?
Can we name this discussion the Pharisees?